This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number one of the Monday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. As always, everything on our website is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. All right, so coming up tonight, we're going to talk about gold. I know that much. Also, God's Lions. College kids have been found to have been cutting themselves. We'll explain that. Also, Hell Michigan's getting ready for the party of the century.
And woo!
We'll explain why that is. It's happening tomorrow. You might be able to figure it out. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We got a story about a 16-year-old prostitute. Also coming up here, George Bush. George Bush, is he above the law? That's what the advocates for self-government have to ask. And let's see, we are expecting Ted to be joining us here, but we're going to get to that. But let's start out things here tonight with this lion story, Torgo. It sounds interesting to me. Basically, you're telling me a man has sacrificed himself to God by being eaten by lions? Is that what's going on?
Kind of. This article made me... Now, I've never been a big God person. I've never been, you know... There's a God and you must obey. However,
I was a Christian for a little while and I gave it up when I was a teenager and I'm now an atheist.
Right.
I'm not really into the God thing either.
Right. I was kind of in the same boat. But after
So you were in the same boat.
Yeah. Where I was a Christian when I was younger and then as I got older, right. I kind of got away from it.
Oh, okay.
However, this article firmly convinced me that there is a God. He has a sense of humor and he's sick of everyone.
Wow.
Here's what happened. This is a story.
You've gone from being an atheist to a Christian in the time it took to read one article?
Oh, I don't know that. Now, see, Christians devote their lives to Christ.
Okay.
I just believe there is a God and he's sick of people.
I see. Okay.
That's all. That doesn't make me a Christian.
Got it.
So, here's the article. A man shouting that God would keep him safe was mauled to death by a lion in a Kiev zoo after he crept into the animal's enclosure.
You know, it's always the lions. You know, after the Daniel story, you don't see him crawling into the polar bear pit. Nope, it's always the lions. Poor lions get a bad name.
Is this an old story?
No,
that guy was in, like, Singapore.
Yeah, this
okay,
story...
This happens every 6 months.
No, this story came from Reuters today.
Yeah. Okay. Some lunatic will crawl into a lion's den somewhere.
But the thing that makes me a believer is the man shouted as he went into the lion's den, he shouted, God will save me if he exists. God will save me if he exists. Then lowered himself by a rope into the enclosure, took his shoes off, and went up to the lions. And immediately, a female lion jumped on him and ripped his throat out.
Oh, my God.
Immediately.
But that was so awful. I can't laugh. How does that prove to you, Torgo, that God does exist? Because the man clearly got into the cage, and he said that if God exists, he would save him.
Right, absolutely. If I were God, and I was sitting there going about my godly business, and some guy just said, out of nowhere, was just like, God will save me! I'm going to jump in front of the lions. That man would get eaten immediately. I would do everything I could to push that lion right down his throat.
This might be actually as close as it comes to violating the do not take the Lord's name in vain out of the Ten Commandments. I mean, because this really is.
Yeah, absolutely. He just has decided that he is important enough that God will protect him no matter what.
And that's absolutely taking his name in vain.
That's nothing but vanity. It's like, I am the most important person alive.
So
see these killer animals?
6 billion of them.
These killer animals will not touch me, for I have invoked God and he must obey me. Right.
So you're saying...
No,
God,
your lunch, buddy.
You're saying,
sorry.
You're saying if God exists, he made a point with this guy.
Absolutely. Like, the lions didn't sniff around curiously to see what was going on. The lions
went right after him.
Lions, which are sometimes fairly lazy creatures, didn't just continue to sit there for a minute or anything. No, this guy touched down, and that lion was on his throat.
Well, and it's a zoo, which means they're fed periodically, so it's not as though they would have been starving.
Yeah, they're used to seeing people.
Right.
No, this guy shows up dead immediately.
Wow. Jumped right on him.
That's pretty persuasive, Torgo.
It probably gives the zookeepers pause, too. I'm not going to go running around in there with her. She's dangerous.
Using the word pause in a story about lions. That's good. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ted Anderson here. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, you're doing great, Ted. Now, Ted, you're the president of Midas Resources. Is that correct?
I am the president of Midas Resources.
Well,
that is correct.
We've heard Midas advertising on the show before, but for those of us who are just tuning in, what is Midas Resources?
Well, Midas Resources is a company that handles precious metals. We actually physically deliver the gold and silver to the customers when they order it. So a lot of people that are out there thinking, you know, they want to get into the gold business or invest in gold. I mean, right now at this time, we've been watching gold, you know, increase almost daily. We've had a little bit of a correction here at this point where we had gold back down to the 630 range.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, spot gold is at 640, 390, and up $6 today. People are really interested in the precious metals business because of the fact that the dollar has been dropping so hard against foreign currencies. Oil prices are going up.
And it's going to continue to drop. It's going to drop, period. I mean, they keep making more and more dollars, and you have to have real things in order to...
Well, you guys are most certainly covered, you know, with the silver certificates and talking about having a piece of paper that is backed by silver. Well, gold used to be the backing of the U.S. dollar and was separated from the U.S. dollar in 1974.
Right.
And of course, with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, all we have is inflation because of the fact that the money comes into existence by creation of debt. And everybody knows what the U.S. debt has been doing. I mean, we've been going into debt. It's been skyrocketing. And as the debt increases, more money comes into existence. And as more money comes into existence, the very purchasing power of our money goes down.
Now, right. Now, Ted, I'm not a monetary expert, and I know most of our listeners aren't either. So as I understand it, gold is a great check. I'm not an expert investor either, but I understand that gold is a great check on inflation simply because as more and more money is pumped in by the government, this worthless, these greenbacks that we have, this pumped into the economy, the price of gold usually rises to it floats up as more and more money is pumped in. So it's a great way to essentially, at the very least, stay on top of inflation, if not make some money in excess, correct?
The best way to think about it is that the money supply increases, but the gold supply is not. It's more finite. So if you have more money to bid on gold, the price of gold's going to rise. Same
right.
holds true for lumber. If you have more money to bid on lumber, the price of lumber rises. That's
right.
why housing costs have been going up.
Right.
You know, cars are the same thing. It's the plastic and the steel that's been going up and the labor. Everything's going up in price, which means the value of what you have in your bank account is going down.
So when you're looking into buying gold, I mean, there's different options out there, isn't there?
Oh, there's a tremendous amount of options. I mean, people can buy mining stocks. They can get into the futures market and leverage their position. Now, we're talking about physical gold. And the reason why physical gold is such a great idea is because if you take possession of physical gold and you have your hands on it, if we have an economy that goes belly up, like, say, it happened in Argentina or even the Weimar Republic in Germany and a lot of these countries that have seen, you know, double-digit, triple-digit inflation, you actually have something that is going to hold value and you can trade it for what goods and services you need.
You know, there's another advantage. I've been looking into gold, and there's these things called numismatics, which are collector-type gold.
Hmm.
And the thing is you can sell these without paying any capital gains tax and no income tax. So if you buy numismatics and then you double, if you buy any other stock and it doubles, you've got to pay
like a 30% tax, right?
I think it's 20.
Well, you know, you got to be careful with how you word that, because if you win in a hand of poker, you're supposed to pay income tax on it. The question is,
but I'm not going to, Ted.
Who's telling on you? You know, the thing is, if you sell bullion type gold coins, you have to get a what's called a 1099 form on you,
mm-hmm.
and it's reported to the IRS that you've sold it.
Mm.
If you sell a coin, that same regulation doesn't apply, so that isn't happening. And so you don't want to go around telling people that you don't have to pay income taxes on it, because you end up, you know, fighting with the IRS.
All right, so Ted, I want you to hang on. We're going to come back to you, and I'll find out why it is that Midas Resources is the right choice for people to actually purchase their gold from. Coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and this is such an important topic right now as inflation is just going out of control and the economy is going crazy. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want. So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And on our website, we have the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts are there for you to surf around through. And about 1,200 people are interacting, all kinds of different conversations, everything from serious issues to fun stuff to even some investment discussion as well, which is kind of where we're at right now. This isn't a money show. I don't want it to come off like that. We're talking about this because we're talking about investing in gold, because right now we've got a situation in America where the government has, as we reported earlier this year, they've abolished reporting. The Federal Reserve has stopped reporting the M3 numbers.
Well, which the government's screwing up the money supply.
They've been screwing up the money supply.
Absolutely.
But now there's one less piece of evidence about how badly they're screwing it up.
There's nothing you can really do about what they do with money, but there is something you can do about how much money you have. You can invest in certain things, and I've been looking into it, and I'm really of the opinion that numismatics are the way to go.
That's why we have Ted Anderson from Midas Resources on with us. Ted, you are the president of Midas Resources, and let's just recap on what is a numismatic and why it is that that's the best option for someone who's looking to invest in gold.
Well, numismatic gold coins or numismatic silver coins, what that is it's a coin that holds collector value along with the raw material itself, the gold. One of the good reasons for owning numismatic gold is that when the central banks were having trouble in 1933, people were standing in line to draw their deposits out of the bank, and their deposits were equal to gold at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand fractional reserve banking in order for this to make sense to you. When you deposit your money into a bank, the bank doesn't keep it there for safekeeping for you. They actually lend it to somebody else, who then has that money to buy something, who sells them something, and that next person who sold it redeposits it at the bank, which they get the chance to relend it again. What that does is fractional reserve banking increases the money supply roughly about 10 times what is really out there in this world. So in other words, if there's $1,000 to go around in circulation, it equals about $10,000 in circulation after you've put it into the banks and relent it and so on and so forth and increase the money supply. Well, what was happening in 1933 is people wanted their gold back. Franklin Delano Roosevelt had a choice. Either he forces people to turn their gold back into the banks and accept paper instead of gold, or let the banks default and people really find out that there wasn't enough gold to go around in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, was trying to do whatever would the best thing to do at that time for him was to stimulate the economy and forcing people to turn their gold back to the banks and then giving the people, people no longer had the ability to go in and draw their money, their gold from the bank, and that whole promise to pay gold if you turn in a $20 bill, you get a $20 gold piece, was
right.
Then defaulted on in 1933. Well, the executive order of 1933 had to exempt numismatic gold coins. You guys being the scholars and also being the libertarians that you are, more than likely, the stance that you're going to take is constitutional. What does the Constitution call for money?
Gold.
Well, the Constitution calls for gold and silver as money.
Right.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt didn't want to face the fact that people would have had to have changed the money supply over. They would have had to abolish the Federal Reserve System and go to a system that is what was originally intended by Thomas Jefferson when the Constitution was drafted. As a matter of fact, Jefferson wrote that a private central bank, referring now today to the Federal Reserve Bank,
is a
private central bank issuing public currency is a greater nuisance to the liberties of the people than a standing army.
Yes.
And it says we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt.
Well, and a reason why it's such a nuisance, and we've gone over this before in the past on Free Talk Live, is because as they print new money, it's essentially a tax without you having to write a check or without you having to turn over any money. They're taxing you by stealing the value of the dollars that are in your wallet and in your savings accounts.
Exactly, but it's even a step worse than that because the Federal Reserve System is a privately held banking cartel, and what they do is they actually get the money from the U.S. Treasury, who manufactures the money, and then they lend it to us. So now they're printing the money and they're lending it to us. Now we have to pay back interest on that money that's coming into the system. So it's the interest is compounding and it gets worse and worse as time goes on. And so it becomes even a bigger and bigger tax, even though maybe people are not taking on more money supply. They just have to actually, what I'm trying to say is that money supply has to be created just in order to service interest on debt. So it's a compounding problem that gets bigger as time goes on.
Right. And if you've got money in savings, it just gets less and less valuable as time goes on as well. So the best way to fight it is to purchase some gold, in which case, did you have an offer for our listeners today?
Yeah, okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, today what Midas Resources has to offer is we have $5 gold pieces that are trading at $235 per coin.
Wait a minute, $5 gold pieces that are trading at $235?
Yeah, $5 gold pieces that are trading at $235 per coin.
Wow.
Now the reason for this, I mean, a $5 gold piece just has $5 stamped on it, U.S. currency.
See, what the problem here is, Ian, is you're used to a $5 bill that they say is worth $5.
And this is the same $5 gold piece, same size gold coin that was issued as $5 back in the 1930s. Back to the 1920s or earlier, 1800s. This $5 gold piece actually did equal five U.S. dollars, but now it takes 235 U.S. dollars to buy the same equivalent gold piece. So that's just giving you an example of how much the currency has lost purchasing power. Now, I can tell you right now, flat out, I'm 43 years old. There hasn't been a time when I remember that inflation hasn't gone in the direction of U.S. currency losing purchasing power.
Sure.
So over time, $235 is going to seem really cheap for a $5 gold piece. But this
sure.
particular coin was issued by the U.S. Mint. They're in proof condition and they're in business strike condition. Perfectly shaped. They're in the same capsulized holders that the U.S. Mint put them out in. A real nice coin, commemorative, so it makes them numismatic. Private gold. People have been listening to our commercials. They've been listening to the radio shows. This is a great way to get involved with the precious metals. They're $235 per coin. You can buy them in individuals. I suggest that you pick up rolls of 10.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people do it. There's a lot of people out there that have, you know, 401k plans, IRAs. They have money that they've saved up. I mean, let's face it. If you're going to buy a new car, you're going to be spending $20,000 for the average car out there now, maybe $23,000.
Right.
You know, that car is going to drop in value almost within 5 years. That thing's going to be worth about $6,000. So,
right.
you know, and here you have gold. I mean, people have been buying gold from Midas Resources, and we support the network here carrying this kind of message to people. For years, and the people that have been getting involved have been carrying the message, basically, and now have seen their investments.
So how do Free Talk Live listeners get in on this this deal?
Well, here's how you do it. You call 877-857-9938. I'll give that to you one more time. It's 877-857-9938. Ask for the special on the $5 gold pieces at $235 per coin. I'd suggest that you call right away, because the prices are now back down. They're a little cheaper at this particular time, but I've been watching gold.
Ted,
and we're on the
quick question. Quick question for you here, because we're running low on time. But you know, we do have podcast listeners that will listen to this maybe a day or 2 or 3 days later. How long is this price going to be valid for? Is this a 24-hour thing or what?
Well, that's the thing. It's valid as long as gold holds at the price that it is. Gold goes up in price, you're going to have to pay more.
Okay.
So I would suggest just give a call, talk to one of the representatives here. They'll help you out and answer your question.
One more time, that number for Midas.
Yep, it is 877-857-9938.
Ted, thanks for the expertise. I'm sure we'll check in with you again to find out more about what's going on with gold. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yep, it's been great.
Thanks, Ted.
Now, that number is 877-857-9938.
All right, we're going to come back with more on the way. Free Talk Live. Is George Bush above the law? We'll explore. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, all kinds of stuff, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. And we do have a brand new Shriner up on the website. It's Sam. You can see her picture if you go to freetalklive.com. A validated picture, by the way, which means that in the photo, the ladies in question are proving that they are who they say they are by proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
Sam is a boy's name.
Samantha.
She just wants to be a man.
She's just truncating it for...
She doesn't look much like one.
No, she doesn't look much like one.
Simplicity's sake. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Pork Fest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. So then, is George Bush above the law?
George Bush is the law, sir.
Apparently so. He's the decider, don't you know? According to the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.com, they've got an excellent biweekly newsletter that goes out, and that's where this is coming from. Just because Congress passes a bill and President Bush then signs it into U.S. law, apparently doesn't mean that George Bush actually has to obey that law. At least, that's what President Bush says. Since taking office, Bush has quietly attached signing statements to more than 750 laws that have been passed by Congress and signed into law by him. Now, we've touched on these signing statements before. These signing statements essentially say that if Bush believes the laws unjustly restrict his powers as president, then he can just simply and quietly ignore them. Many of the affected bills are major, far-reaching legislation.
Now, are these signing statements constitutional? Does the Constitution mention anything about... the president can sign bills and then say, I don't want to follow that one in particular when it comes into play.
I do not know the answer to that question.
No,
I don't
is
think
what
so.
The answer is.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing like that.
I mean, I've looked into the Constitution. I don't think I saw anything about a signing statement.
Congress writes laws. The executive branch, which is the president, enforces those laws.
Right.
Doesn't interpret them
or vetoes them.
That's the job of the.
She's never done.
That's the job of the Supreme Court.
He can just choose not to enforce them against himself.
He can choose to.
See, so that's how it is. Then.
That's what it is.
It he's is constitutional.
He's the head of the enforcers. So, oh, time to enforce that. No,
that's the problem with an enforcer.
Right.
Never mind. I don't need to enforce that on me.
Among the laws Bush said he can ignore are military rules and regulations, affirmative action provisions, requirements that Congress be told about immigration services problems, whistleblower protections for nuclear regulatory officials, and safeguards against political interference in federally funded research. In recent months, Bush has declared he can ignore a federal law banning torture, as well as requirements that he inform Congress about how he's using the Patriot Act. He further claims he can ignore laws that Congress passed to provide congressional oversight over his own actions. According to Christopher Kelly, a Miami University of Ohio political science professor, he says, quote, he agrees to a compromise with members of Congress, and all of them are there for a public bill signing ceremony, but then he takes back those compromises, and more often than not, without the Congress or the press or even the public knowing what has actually happened. Many critics charge Bush's signing statement strategy as part of a deliberate plan. And I wonder if this was going on under Clinton. Is this something that Bush is just continuing to do, as other presidents have done? Or is this a brand new Bush-only sort of an idea?
Well, I would imagine that to some extent or another, presidents have always enforced the law the way they feel like enforcing it.
Right. But how many of them actually add to this signing statement to a bill that they're signing? I wonder about that.
I haven't heard about it since Bush, but...
Yeah, if you know the answer, 800-259-9231. So apparently the signing statement strategy is part of a deliberate plan to greatly expand his power beyond that of the legislative and judicial branches. In doing so, Bush is tossing out the constitutional balance of powers, giving himself de facto lawmaking powers and making himself the ultimate judge of whether or not a law is or isn't constitutional. Some more examples from the Boston Globe. Bush says that because he's commander-in-chief, he can ignore any act of Congress that seeks to regulate the military. Bush signed several bills prohibiting U.S. troops from engaging in combat in Colombia, where military advisors are involved in misbegotten drug war operations, but he later issued signing statements declaring he didn't have to obey them. He's argued that he can ignore laws requiring him to report to Congress on efforts to fund secret military operations. He says he can ignore laws that prohibit the military from using intelligence that was illegally collected in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Now, I'm wondering what his actual terminology that he has used in those statements. Has he actually just said, I can ignore these laws? Or has he given a long-winded...
There's probably some legalese version of that.
I didn't know if he just ever flat out said, nah.
Sorry.
But, Mr. President, you have to... No, I don't. No, I don't. What are you talking about?
You know what? That's pretty much what they're saying when they're asked about these NSA things and these violations.
Well, that's true.
They're pretty much saying, we'll do what we want. Thanks. We think it's constitutional. And it doesn't matter what you think, because you're just a little peon.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said last week, and I'm making a prediction for the future here, that the government is tearing itself apart from the inside.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to enjoy watching that happen.
Okay.
As long as we don't suffer too badly. Even though such laws were passed in response to disclosures about Bush's warrantless domestic spying program, after the Abu Ghraib torture scandal, Bush signed a series of new regulations for military prisons and numerous related matters, then wrote a signing statement saying he could ignore them all. Indeed, at this point, no one even knows which laws Bush will obey and which ones that he won't. And then there's the further question of whether he feels obligated to obey the laws passed before he became president. As David Golob, New York University law professor, says, where you have a president who's willing to declare vast quantities of the legislation that's passed during his term unconstitutional, it implies that he also thinks a very significant amount of the other laws that were already on the books before he became president are also unconstitutional. You know, I'd like to take this moment to just declare all those laws unconstitutional and just make myself exempt from them as well.
Well, he doesn't get to do that, and neither do you.
Why not?
Why doesn't he get to do it, or why don't you?
Well, it would seem that if he's a man, and I'm a man, and we both, go through the same biological functions, he wouldn't be any higher of a man than me, so therefore if he has the ability to reject all these laws, then so do the rest of us.
Well,
let's just all together get together and just reject all of these laws, because they're useless.
Well, for the same reason he can't do it is the same reason...
But he can.
He can't.
Well, he is.
He is. He can't. He's not supposed to.
He's not supposed to, but he absolutely can because he is.
Right, that's true.
That is an ability he possesses. I mean, you see it every day.
You win. He's not supposed to, and he shouldn't if he's a good president.
He mayn't.
Yeah.
But he is.
What's that, Stan? What's that?
Mayn't.
Okay. Mayn't. Not mayn't.
Mayn't.
Not mayn't.
I think that's accurate.
Okay.
Well, by such thinking, Bush could, in essence, make the Constitution simply disappear. Conservative scholar Bruce Fein, who apparently served in the Reagan administration, has emerged as one of the strongest critics of this practice. He says, quote, "This is an attempt by the president to have the final word on his own constitutional powers, which eliminates the checks and balances that keep the country a democracy," which it's not. You would think somebody who calls himself a conservative would know better than that. "There's no way for an independent judiciary to check his assertions of power, and Congress isn't doing it either. So this is moving us toward an unlimited executive power." Is that something we want in America? An unlimited executive power?
We should call it emperor.
Yeah, why don't we just get rid of Congress and the judges and all them and just have Emperor Bush? Wouldn't that be... I mean, that's what he wants.
George Bush will protect me from the lions if he exists.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up here, we're going to talk about cutting college kids. I thought this was a high school thing, but apparently not. More on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is the Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're inside the Monday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, that's freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. On our website, you'll find archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of archives. We just posted over the weekend a brand new torrent for the entire month of May. So if you've missed a moment of the show in May or you want to just grab up every single episode all at once, it's there for you on the front page of our website, freetalklive.com. So, Torgo, tell me about these cutting kids, these children that like to slice, tear, rip,
rend,
bleed.
Rend is a good word. All right, well, there's an article that I'm trying to bring up now that states that about 17%, so almost one in five,
right,
college-age students engage in some sort of self-abuse. Whether
or 2 in 10.
Perhaps. engage in some form of self-abuse, whether it's cutting themselves or beating themselves or just doing things that are harmful to their bodies for the purposes of, I guess, maybe trying to fit in or feel better about themselves. I don't know. I don't understand the concept here.
Well, cutting is something that I had always thought, as I pointed out before, was sort of a high school thing. I mean, kids in high school, depressed because they don't have friends, and they're excluded.
I think sometimes people do it to look tough, too.
Because
they're scars on their arms, you mean?
I think so. Because let me tell you what happened to me in high school.
Okay.
There was some upperclassmen, and I was a punk rocker in high school, and there were about, a dozen of us in this 1,500-person high school.
Yeah.
This was 1987, so there weren't very many punk rockers at the time.
Hmm.
And one of these older punk rockers who I respected so sat down next to me, and just like they had, he took a razor blade and began to cut my arm. You know, not terribly deep or anything.
Was it a clean razor blade?
One would have. You know, these were not the foremost thoughts on my mind.
Yeah,
mine. I'm like, whoa, what's? I guess he's gonna do that. So you know, I was happy to have that cut.
Uh huh.
I wore it as a badge of honor. I got that cut.
What did he say to you when he did that?
I can't really recall the conversation, but it was essentially, you know, now you've got cuts like us.
Wow.
Kind of nonsense.
But it's not the same when someone else cuts you versus you actually sitting in your bedroom, you know, at nighttime as a teenager.
But it's cutting, right?
Slicing your arm open.
Yeah.
Well, cutting, burning. Here, I've got the article here. Nearly one in five students, they took a survey here at a couple of Ivy League schools,
whoa,
say they have purposely injured themselves by cutting, burning, or other methods, which is something that psychologists are hearing more and more of. So, for some young people, self-abuse is an extreme coping mechanism that seems to help relieve stress. For others, it's a way to make deep emotional wounds more visible.
Now, wait a minute. I want to make
my sure. My soul is cut, and now so are my arms. I bleed from my wounds the way I bleed from my soul.
Now, I've heard from the young people these days that there's this emo thing going on. Is this part of that?
The young folks.
Is this part
aren't you
of
like 24?
I'm not into the emo. I don't know what it's all about. This is something that's a generation
these
Y
damn
thing.
Kids.
This is, it seems to be a generation Y thing, and I am on the very low end of Generation X.
That,
so.
Did you just use those designations for age groups?
Well, it seems to work. Do you know a better
adequate
one?
I guess. It's just, I've always hated it. It's Generation X. This is the me generation. That's Generation Y.
It's kind of silly in thinking that Ian and I are in the same generation. We have not much in common. Certainly not any more in common. Like, for instance, you're on the very cusp. You're the last year of Generation X. So somebody who's a year younger than you is Generation Y. To think that you have more in common with me, who I am also a Generation Xer, and 10 years your senior, than somebody who is 1 year your junior is foolish nonsense.
It's very silly.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, I don't pay much attention to these trends. So as I understand it, the emo thing is for kids like this. Kids that are sad a lot, basically. Is that right?
Well, yeah.
They're very emotional.
Yeah, all the stuff that I've heard, like emo kids and stuff like that, it all started, as far as I know, with, or the only time I've ever really heard it talked about was a group of kids who listen to a particular style of music.
But isn't the music about being sad?
The music
and
is all, yeah, like whiny, awful, just, I hate my life.
I want to cut myself.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's the name of one of their songs.
They did a parody of the Divinyls, I Touch Myself, I Cut Myself. That'd be great. Oh, man.
But what I wanted to also check with on this is they're saying self-abuse, and I think it depends on who you ask. For instance, if you were to ask a fundamentalist Christian, what do you consider self-abuse, they might consider masturbation self-abuse, but that's not included here, right?
No, they're specifically talking about cutting themselves, burning themselves, causing injury to
harm
themselves.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
I mean, there are some, you know, sects of Christians who beat themselves with knotted ropes in order to, you know, cleanse their bodies, so who knows? They might not think this is all that odd.
Hmm.
The results of the survey at Cornell and Princeton are similar to other estimates on the same type of behavior. So, counselors say it's happening at colleges, high schools, and middle schools across the country. They're starting young.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
The 12-year-olds are sitting there cutting themselves.
What makes, how do you get inspired to do this?
Well,
I mean, do you hear about it and then decide, you know, that's something I want to try? Or do you just sort of sit in your room because you're so lonely and pathetic, and then you just decide, you know what, there's a razor in that cabinet. I think I should slice my arm open.
I don't know how the whole movement got started, but here's some descriptions from some people who do this.
Okay.
First of all, separate research found that more than 400 websites devoted to the subject of cutting yourself.
Wow.
So we should find some cutting sites
okay,
and maybe
okay.
take a look at those. There are several that glorify the practice. They're like, ah, cutting. It's the only way to truly know that you can still feel. Some worry that...
Good Lord.
Some worry that many sites serve as an online subculture that fuels the behavior. Sarah Rohde, age 20, who is a University of Illinois student,
I think we're running into a break here, guys. We're going to come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You know, we're laughing. We're laughing a lot. But this is really a serious issue.
Yeah.
Kids,
if you cut yourself, people are going to laugh at you.
Yes.
You're dumb.
Yes, that's, well, now
it's
hold
very,
on a second.
It's very serious. If you have issues where you can't cope with reality and you can't cope with your life, you can't cope with stress, don't cut yourself. It'll just get worse because then you'll have to deal with everyone making fun of you. Stop it. You're worthless.
Well, now, I was, before you called them worthless, I was hoping maybe we could get someone to call in. I mean, if 17% of all college kids are causing self-harm, burning themselves, cutting themselves, there's a chance that one or two of them might actually be listening to the show.
If you're a cutter and you're going to cut yourself, now, I am not suggesting that anyone go ahead and cut themselves. I'm not saying, please cut yourself, I want you to do harm to yourself. But if you're already in the process of cutting yourself and you happen to be listening to Free Talk Live, call us while you're cutting yourself and explain right. why you're doing it and what you're feeling. Convince me that you're not worthless.
It's possible.
Now, I've admitted to being one of these cutters myself just now. So I
know you didn't.
No, you didn't. You were
cut by some punk rocker.
Wait a second.
Rocker.
Wait a second. In order to, I thought it was cool to have the little cross cut in my arm
yeah.
at the same time. So since everybody else kept theirs kind of fresh, I kept mine kind of fresh, too.
You kept recutting it?
It was just like a scratch, really, because I didn't want to hurt myself.
Not the same. That's not
okay,
the same. That's not what this is. This you weren't going, oh, maybe if I carve a cross into me, Jesus will come to me into my blood and help me cope with my life.
No, it's nothing like that.
No.
No, and also you weren't trying to cover it up. According to a website that I pulled up over the break, I don't know if this kind of information is in this article, but a lot of the cutters, the self-mutilators, they try to, for instance, they'll wear long sleeves in the summertime because they don't want people seeing their cuts. Although some other people allege that they do it for attention. So that's kind of why I'd like to hear from someone who cuts themselves. Why do you do it? 800-259-9231. I was thinking that some of our listeners have come up with a drinking game for Free Talk Live before, to where, you know, if certain things happen on the show, if I use a certain word, like outraged or something like that, somebody takes a drink. Well, maybe there's a cutting game out there that we don't know about. Every time Torgo cracks a joke, you take a cut.
That would be fantastic. Oh, my God. I hope some of these people are hemophiliacs, too.
So is there more to this, Torgo?
Yeah, there's an explanation here from somebody who was actually engaged in the practice.
Okay.
Sarah Rohde, age 20, from the University of Illinois, started cutting herself at age 16 and said that some online sites help socially isolated kids feel like they belong. One of her favorite includes graphic photographs that the site warns might be triggering. She says, I saw myself in some of those pictures, in the poems. And because I saw myself there, I wanted to connect to it better.
We've got to find some of these poems.
Absolutely. Oh, I want to find some of the poetry and things like that.
Right.
And I found a website that kind of tries to get people out of the practice of cutting themselves while at the same time trying to tell them that they're not doing anything wrong by cutting themselves. It's very odd. The Secret Shame is the name of the website.
I'm seeing here, according to this website, why do people harm themselves? Apparently, one answer is that when you actually slice open your body, it releases endorphins, which I guess some of these kids are looking for. We'll explore this a little bit more. We'll see if we can find some of their pathetic, depressed poems to share with you. And again, if you are a cutter, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We'll do our best to not make fun of you while you're on the phone with us. Well, anyway, hour two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.